Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 58 of the Panelcast. This is Brian.
And this is AJ.
And we're not going to bore you with our typical rambling nonsense that we normally do. We've actually got quite a few interviews that we want to get into. We've got some recordings from the Rose Bowl Comic Show as well as GeeksCon. So what we're going to do is just go ahead and take a break and then get right into the interviews.
Hey, how's it going? This is Derek from Pulp Fiction and Long Beach, the world's biggest selection of graphic novels and comic books. Check out our website at www.cheapgraphicnovels.com and you get all your graphic novels at 40% off cover price. How much?
45% off.
Even better than 40%. And we can ship it to you anywhere in the United States. Again, check out www.cheapgraphicnovels.com. Or if you're in Long Beach, California, check us out at Pulp Fiction.
1742 Clark Avenue, Long Beach, California.
We got manga, we got anime, we got back issue comics, current comics. We'll put you on the pull list, give you a good discount. Graphic novels, figures, toys, the whole shebang. Check us out, because we rock. Pulp Fiction and cheapgraphicnovels.com. Booyah.
Hello everybody, this is AJ, and I'm here on the floor of the Rose Bowl Comics and Collector Show. I'm here with the ever-so-sexy Justin.
Hello!
Justin, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. It's been a pretty decent day.
Your voice is really high-pitched right now.
Really? I didn't notice.
Me either. It's just weird. I guess it's the Mickey Mouse Club here at Forbidden Panel Booth.
I'm going to scoot him closer to Justin because he just smells wonderful. So, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
All right. The question on everybody's mind is, when's the next issue coming out?
Should be about a month.
Last time, which was a month ago, was 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Now it's a month from now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm not really good with dates and whatnot.
What's the day today?
I don't really know.
See? There you go. For the proof. So, how's the show for us today?
Pretty decent. We did pretty good. Sold a few books. A couple of stickers and magnets and prints. And
had a repeat customer. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Hasn't been too bad.
Awesome. So yeah, that's how excited we are.
Well, it's the end of the day, so we're both a little burned out.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
Have you read anything since the last time we talked?
I read the first hardcover collection for Why the Last Man, which I think had the first 10 issues in it. It was really good. The only problem with that is now I want to read the rest of them, but you know, it just whetted your appetite for the rest of the series. I'm not exactly sure how many issues it was.
99, I believe, or something. 90 or 70, something like that.
Okay. But yeah, it was really good. And like I said, it's cool because, they didn't spend a lot of time dragging stuff out. Like, I thought when you first found out, and here's some spoiler if you haven't read it. I mean, it's like,
well, believe me, Why the Last Man is something that's heavily discussed on our show, okay. So.
Like, when you first find out his sister joined the Amazons, I thought it was going to be forever before they had them two meet up, you know what I mean? It was going to be this long, drawn-out thing, but they met up, you know, within the first 10 issues and stuff. So
you're thinking more along the lines of, like, Preacher.
Right. How it was going to take forever for things to get, like,
right, going,
resolved.
Yeah, a lot of individual stories going on, and, like, toward the end, then it all meshes up.
Right, yeah. But, so that was cool, you know, you got to see stuff resolved pretty quickly, and so, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't think I've read anything else. Nah, I think that's all I've read.
And what about watched?
I watched a few things. I watched Solomon Kane, and that was pretty good. But I've got like a soft spot for, you know, medieval fantasy stuff. So, but it was pretty good. For those who don't know, it's a Robert Howard character, the guy that created Conan. One of his lesser known characters is about a Puritan who goes around and fights demons and witches and stuff like that. And It was good. It had some cool, like, zombie-esque creatures in it, and demons, and witches, and had a little bit of everything.
Who's in the movie? Nobody we would know?
No, not really. One of the supporting characters, and I don't know this guy's name, but you see him in a million things. He was, like, Perseus' dad in the new Clash of the Titans movie. He was...
Liam Neeson?
No.
Not, oh, Pete Postlewaite.
Yeah, that guy. He's been...
Kobayashi
from Usual Suspects. That's what's my next reference, yes. he was in it, same type of, you know, fatherly...
Supporting character,
yeah. But the guy that played Saul McCain, I didn't know, and I really didn't recognize anybody else. It was cool. It was, I liked it. There was no, you know, love interest in it. It was just about him repenting for his past sins, and it's kind of the origin of Saul McCain, and
sounds kind of Crow-ish.
It kind of is. He's like this really nasty, like, pretty much pirate captain in the beginning, and he learns that his soul's, like, damned to hell, and so he spends the next few years trying to repent and swears off violence, but through these series of events he discovers that the only way he can redeem his soul is to, like, commit violence unto evil things. And but yeah, it was pretty cool. It had some good fight scenes. And
is that a recent movie?
Yeah, it's I guess it's going direct to DVD. I mean, I saw the trailer for it a few months ago, and then I didn't hear anything else about it, and then a friend of mine had a copy of the DVD, and I checked it out. But yeah, it was pretty good.
Cool. I'm going to check it out now. I'm a big sucker for shit like that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I watched Thor: Hammer of the Gods, which we were discussing earlier, and immediately regretted it. Yeah.
I guess that's pretty bad. You can't even get Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You got to get the other kid.
Other one, right? Zachary Ty Bryan, or whatever the fuck his name is. Poor guy. Like, that's what his career's gone down to, starring in sci-fi movies.
The other guy.
The other kid. Yeah.
Home Improvement.
The older kid from Home Improvement. Bad. So yeah, so no new reads, nothing like that other than White Last Man.
I guess that's it. I guess I haven't read anything else. Oh, I read, that's right, I did read Batman Ego and Other Tales. It's like a collection of miscellaneous Darwin Cook stories. I've had the book for a while and I hadn't got around to reading it, but it was pretty good. It's mostly just short stuff, like one issue stuff. I think Ego was like three issues that they collected, and it was pretty cool.
Nice.
It was like a confrontation between Bruce Wayne and his Batman
alter ego,
and like them working things out between each other and stuff.
Finding that understanding, that middle ground.
Right, yeah. Cool. And Darwin Cook wrote that and drew it, and so it was pretty good.
You're a big Cook fan.
Yeah. And, so it's pretty good. And then it had some of his stuff. He did some stuff for DC Solo, and it had that stuff in it, and had Selena's big score in it, which was a Catwoman limited series, and that was in it. And I had read that before, and it was pretty good.
Cool. Oh, excuse me, I was like, yeah, this is how tired we are. I have no idea what we're talking about now.
We were talking about movies and whatnot.
Right. I just meant, I have no idea where to go from here. That's how tired I am. We're at the Rose Bowl show. The show's doing pretty good, as you stated before. Decent crowd, decent flow coming in here.
Actually, it's been probably one of the best flows.
Yeah, considering today is the day that E3 has started. For it to consider, it's always something.
Always. Last month it was Mother's Day, now it's
E3.
Next month will be real close to Comic-Con.
Right. And right after 4th of July, so... damn. So yeah, there you have it. You're doing a new sketch while we're here, what is it?
Some random sketches of my character Max Cash that I eventually will get my book done, and it's not going to be a comic. It's going to be like a more like an illustrated short story. But yeah, it's going to have like some of the pictures will be panels, but it's going to be mostly like full page illustrations with full pages of text.
Oh, nice.
I'm about probably 3/4 done with the first draft of the writing, but I haven't really started any illustrations. I want to wait and do the illustrations after the first draft of the writing is done. I'll have a better idea of what pictures I want to do. And yeah.
Will it be a Forbidden Panel publisher?
Yeah. I totally want to put it under the Forbidden Panel banner.
All right, so we have it here. He just said it. We got it, like, locked in now. It's blackmail from now on. We are having a difficult time with this show in that we're sitting across from a trade paperback vendor that is selling everything for 40 to 80% off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool booth.
And John just gave him some money.
We told you earlier, just buy it.
Just buy it. Should have bought it earlier.
I'm going to come back and buy it.
Oh, Jack Kirby. Oh, there you go.
Oh, like you didn't know you were going to buy that.
He'll be back in a bit. Trust me. He'll get more of his money before the day's over. He's not done spending. And we're recording, so we got it on air. How you doing? John Narcomi of Jar Cities. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just bought Marvel Visionaries Jack Kirby Volume 2 for $21.
Awesome.
That's a hard cover for $21.
With Doom and Double Dinosaur on the cover.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Kirby is good.
So, how are things on your end?
It's good. I'm drawing sketch cards. I'm doing Silverhawks now. It seems to be a retro 80s retro 80s weekend for me.
I was going to say, I just got sent the new Darkwing Duck from Boom Studios.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, PDF form. I'll sell it up with it if you want it.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, $5.
Whatever, dude.
Nah, I'll shoot it over to you. Nah, you got to talk. You got the mic out and everything.
Darkwing Duck rocks, dude. Let's get dangerous. It's going to be my new tagline. I'm going to tattoo it on my stomach with an arrow pointing to my...
to your penis. You can say penis on our show. You can say, like, culo, ass, cunt, plot, shit, fuck this cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, we don't care on this show.
Never pointed at my spicy chorizo.
Right, so spicy chorizo, yes. Before it busts out of the skin. The eggs.
The eggs.
What's going on with John Hard?
How's what about it?
What's going on with John Hard?
I'm drawing hard.
Hardly drawing.
I have to take a week off, actually, kind of fucking get it back. I got a lot of projects coming. I got a project coming out with AJ Herrera.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Tell me about your show, man. John recently had an art show at the opening night. I went down there to support my Brown brother. Apparently all the other Brown brothers showed up to support him as well.
Yes, AJ actually was the only one there. He was very sad. I cried alone in the back, wiping my tears with my sausage.
But I forgot to bring the mic and the camera, so unfortunately I missed out on that exclusive interview.
There's no pictures.
Right. There's no pictures at all.
It's like it didn't even happen.
It's still not happening.
No, actually, it's going on. I'll be on there the whole month. Now they had Geeks and Whittier, and it was a cool little turnout. Cartoonistas showed up, and some family showed up, and some strangers wandered in to look at my stuff. I sold a couple books and some prints, and so it wasn't too shabby, but everything's for sale, still hanging up there all the way through the end of the month.
Now, this is your first art show, right?
My first solo show, yeah.
How'd it feel?
Pretty good, man. It was really cool. I was a little burnt out, but it was just the wee. I just got back from Phoenix, and then I had to go get everything ready for that, so I was just kind of really tired. So, but it was good. I think I was kind of doped up, too. I took some Vicodin and some Tremadol all that day.
And are you telling the fans?
I got my drug problem.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm not editing that out, too, either. I went straight up on the site with a picture of you and Vicodin. You're like, yay!
Intervention of me now.
Change it to draw high.
Draw numb. What's up?
Hard. I can't even feel his fingers anymore.
Not the Viagra that's hard.
No need for that yet.
Yet.
Yeah,
next week.
I won't get old on these days.
Next week, that's a different story.
Hey, my theory is, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have took way better care of myself. But, you know.
As opposed to more drugs.
Yeah, as opposed to more drugs. But, you know, 22, I was supposed to kick it. I mean, that's just a statistic for my, you know, for my lifestyle. They lie.
Now you got to suffer. That's what it is. You had fun, now you got to suffer the pain.
Yeah, I'm getting old, things crap, pop, hurt more. You know. I try to walk up my stairs, my knee goes out. You know.
And that's just getting out of the toilet.
That's taking a nasty dump, man. Yeah, you're sweating. Wintertime.
I guess 40 degrees in this house. Why am I sweating?
And my pain's healing. I'm like, what's going on in here?
Full description. It's TMI right there. I don't mind.
I'm at the sea if all this gets on.
I'll make it on there. I'm not editing a damn thing out.
Everybody wanna know what my shit's like. What you got to do for me?
Why don't you hear my labors in the bathroom? My toilet labors. There you go.
And I dropped the kids off at the pool.
It's a big pool.
It is a big pool. Yeah, it'd be comfortable in there. I have one of those handicap stalls in my house right
now. Ass gaskets all lined up. Oh, like individual art pieces.
That's actually what I'm going to do. My new blog will be bathroom reading. So I'm going to go through everything I have on the bathroom floor that I really like to take a time.
And
that's the only time I have time to read. It actually is EKS.
is in my bedroom.
Awesome. It's nice to know we're right next to the shitter. Don't accidentally use it to wipe your ass, because I may be the most popularity it ever gets. But, you know, even though there's a picture of a man ass in ZK's. So.
Well, you know, I almost grabbed it because it said AJ Herrera on the front.
Right.
My ass again. But then I saw Justin White. And I was like, well, that might be good then. So I slept.
You would think that with a name like White, you would think it was toilet paper automatically. And just use
well,
it to
wipe. White is a talented guy. Yeah.
Someone one of us has to be. No, I'm not going to knock you. It takes me 5 minutes to write the story. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
This happens over.
Yeah, 2 minutes. Oh, my God. Draw it, motherfucker.
The end.
Shoot.
Zombies, guns, boobs. All right, there you go. That's how the story I'm writing for you is. Subhuman is all like, look, demon. Done.
All right, I can do that. This is demons and demons and water.
Demons and a submarine somewhere. It'll make sense to somebody.
It'll make sense to somebody. We'll call it avant-garde. It'll be art.
At the end, it'll say Finn.
Yeah, once you say Finn at the end, it's art.
Right, it'll be art. It'll be all right.
Yeah, because then you're just...
No, then you're just white.
Yeah.
Then you're just Justin White.
Jordan. I think you're opposite.
So we got GeeksCon coming up next week. How do you feel about that?
This will be exciting. I'm going to have buttons for Sam. Anybody who wants buttons, I'll have buttons. From my own shirt, that would be smelly. So please buy them. I would like to be naked in there because the AC in GeekCon not as good as the AC at 4:10.
Right. We were there at 10 o'clock at night sweating.
Yeah, it's kind of a little moist up in here. There'll be a lot of fat Mexicans in GeekCon. I'm going to sell fans, ice cubes, and water.
I'm going to sell those fans that come in that spray pump. There you go.
Like millions, baby. You keep blowing it out, man.
And refi greens. Frijoles.
Well, actually, it should be good. I think it'll be fun. There'll be a lot of indie creators. Have a good time. Have to talk. Bullshit. Throw things at each other. I don't know.
We'll probably be doing a Ustream live from there for a couple things, provided if Justin can actually draw and bring an extension cord. And air conditioning. In fact, you have to bring the air conditioning, Justin, just so you know.
I don't know.
I'm bringing
that.
The Ninja Storm. Somebody's got to bring the AC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Again, we have it here.
Have you ever made homemade Ninja Stars?
Yes.
Razor blades for your office?
Yes.
That's awesome. I still have mine.
I used to make it out of sheet metal, out of making them into player cards, playing cards.
Why you gotta be better than me?
Because I am better than you.
Damn it. Gordon again.
I actually have a set of throwing knife playing cards.
Yeah, I've seen this on Bud K.
Rich like you, buddy. Alright.
I would all have a job and a wife and a house, whatever, with you.
I'm getting married.
I know, dude. I'm the middle child here. Like, I get all the shit.
You're the rich child.
That's right.
Look what I did.
Fucked up right now.
Marsha.
Fuck it.
I gotta go back and finish drawing Silver Hawks now. It was nice talking to everybody.
Are you drawing the one with the guitar?
No.
Are you trying to start a kid?
I would. Yeah, that's something like a Down syndrome.
I know. Not that we have any problems with the retards. Retards. They're called retards.
They're called retards.
Retards.
There's nothing wrong with retards. You're funny just like everybody else that's different from me.
just more often.
Yes. I totally hope people know I'm joking.
John Narcomi, hater of the retards.
Hater of all people different than John Narcomi.
Oh, so you love the retards?
Yes, because they're just like me. Yeah. Wait a minute, damn it, it's the word again! How many times would you get to me?
Every single time. Go away. You're done. Go away. That was John. He's waving like a gimp.
I'm waving by on an interview he's only seen on radio.
That's right.
Does that make any sense to anybody? Only seen on radio?
He's still talking. He's like 20 feet away. He's still talking to somebody.
Who's a retard now?
I know. Who's John Narcomi? I don't know that motherfucker. All I did was give him a Cracker Jack box. He's like, he wrote me a story. Anyway, now that this segment has gone on for 17 minutes, you come here.
Yeah.
Come here. We're doing a podcast. Tell us about your booth.
Tell us about my life?
Your booth.
My booth. All right. Hey, I'm Derek. I'm from Long Beach, and we have
Pulp Fiction, which is our brick and mortar store in Long Beach, but our real bread and butter winner is cheapgraphicnovels.com. It's our website. So we're promoting here. We have all graphic novels 40% off of cover price. So it's a great deal. Cheaper than Amazon.
We hate you, by the way, just so you know, we hate you.
Because we're tempting you with powers, right?
And we have no money. That's what's worse. You have every single thing that's missing out of our collection in order, and we have no money to buy it.
But we love you because your art's great, and you hooked us up with a sale because you convinced that kid to buy a Powers graphic novel for us.
That's right. See, we help you. Now spend $2 and buy our comic. That's all we're asking.
And you're also critical of G.I. Joe, so that's it.
I have to be. I've branded my arm for life. I have to consistently talk shit about anything that's G.I. Joe. Though the fact that Max Brooks is now writing the new G.I. Joe series has me really excited. So, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you. Anyway, Justin, now that he's come over to tempt us even more, the devil, any last words before we bounce out?
No, I don't think so. Come on down to Geeks in Whittier next week. We'll be there for 10 hours. So,
look on your face right there is priceless.
Come on down, and it's in a really cool area. There's lots of cool shops. Me and Kenny have gone down there a few times. We got some friends down there. We go shopping down in Uptown Whittier. So it's a cool area. Come down and check it out.
It's very like almost like a market night type feel.
Right. Yeah, there's lots of cool like I don't know.
It's like it's just a downtown shopping area.
Right. Yeah.
But not like a mini mall or a strip mall or anything.
No.
It's little individual shops like up and down the boulevard.
Like cool alternative stores and there's a vintage clothing store and like a cool music store and.
It's like a cheaper day of drive.
Yeah.
Cool. Something like that.
Yeah.
So we'll be there for 10 hours. So bring us ice cream. Slurpees, iced coffee, and bring some money because we need to sell some stuff. What are we going to have there?
We'll have all the ZKS gear, the prints and the books, stickers. Then I'll have my prints there. I think that's the whole lot of it.
Yeah. Cool. All of that on a 6-foot table, so it should be fun.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Figure something out, you know. But yeah, we'll be down there on June 19th from noon to 10 p.m. So it should be pretty boring.
Well, there'll be lots of cool people, though. I think everyone that is going to be there is going to be cool. It's all indie, like, comic guys. So.
Right, like Javier Hernandez and the Agamet guys and the super booty pirate hunt people and stuff like that.
The retard we were just talking to.
Yeah, the retard we were just talking to. We'll now call him Rijon. That's his new name, is Rijon. So it should be pretty fun. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and send it back over to, you know, me. And yeah, so... Thanks for tuning in, guys. Talk to you later. Hey, everybody. This is AJ. What's going to follow is a series of interviews of people that we're talking to here at GeeksCon. In fact, we have somebody here now. You come up.
I'm doing an interview.
See, we can co-interview each other. How's it going, man?
I'm co-interviewing AJ, and I'm Jose, and we're both kind of miking it out right now. It's kind of weird. We're holding these kind of phallic symbols in each other's faces. So.
Right, we're hoping not to accidentally teabag each other.
But, exactly. Well, I'm doing interviews for thecartoonistas.com, so we're going to put up some of this stuff online. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing here at GeekCon.
Okay, well,
give us your full name and what your product is.
Okay, my name is AJ Herrera, and I'm here with artist Justin White. We're forbiddenpanel.com, and what we do is, on the website itself, we do like comic book reviews and movie reviews and stuff. We host a weekly podcast where we talk crap about everybody's stuff. And we also just put out our first comic book called ZKS, The Zombie Kill Squad. And basically what that is the government trying to take back the buildings and the cities, building at a time, by organizing themselves against the zombie apocalypse, basically. So that's what we're here promoting and stuff, and lots of fun.
How did you hear about GeekCon?
Well, I'm good friends with John Marconi, who does High Tower Comics and Joel Hart Comics, and he told me about this comic shop, so I decided to cruise out here and check it out and got involved with it. So, and then there's also a hobby that we talk to, and he makes us do all kinds of weird, dirty stuff all the time. So.
Yeah, he is a dirty guy kind of maker.
Hey, I don't know if it's my hand or his hand, but somebody's hand is always on my ass around him. So it just happens that way. And what about yourself?
Well, my name is Jose Cabrera, and I am the creator, writer, producer, bloodletter of Cry Macho Man, and it's a humor kind of cartoon gag joke comic strip that I started up about maybe 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago, and I've been going to conventions, and I know the cartoonists. I'm one of the cartoonistas with Javier and Jim Lujan and Raul and Michael Offshanker, and I just love creating and writing and doing the humor comic strips. Like, I get up every day. Right now I'm working on a serial, which I've never done. I took my Cry Macho Man icon. He's kind of like my Alfred E. Newman of my cartoons.
Right.
Mine is more a la Mad Magazine.
Right.
Lately, my kick has been doing jokes. I take like water cooler jokes that you've known for years and interpret it myself. You know,
right.
It's like Frank Sinatra doing an old standard, you know,
right.
Doing his interpretation of it. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the past like year and a half. I've been having a blast doing that. But then I'm also doing on the side, I'm doing a serial with El Macho, taking my character, my mascot, Cry Macho Man, and creating El Macho, his own serial strip of gags and just stories about him and humor with his sidekick Goya, which is his rooster, his fighting cock.
Right.
You know, so, metaphor.
You see that dick was like fucking hitting a punching bag. Well, no, it's up. He's beating his own balls.
He's a boxer, actually.
Right.
The rooster is a boxer. There you go. So yeah, that's the deal right now. That's what I'm doing, and loving it. I'm going to be at Comic-Con this year. So
you got a booth already?
Yeah, I'm sharing a booth with a friend of mine from New York, and yeah, we're going to be doing just the con, and then from there we're gonna have a show here. Offshanker and I are going to have a show here in September 11th of all days, 9/11.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah, maybe not. You know, who knows?
Well, worse thing, so it's all right. We can get away with it.
Hopefully, we won't bring down the house.
Right.
So.
They won't confuse us.
Exactly.
Like, we're not the Ron Brown.
Right.
Cheers.
Ching, ching.
There you go.
Yeah, that's about it.
You enjoy being the creator and stuff? You like doing this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. My day job, you know. But this is, I love my day job, but I love this more.
Yeah. I'm loving this thing. I kind of feel bad sometimes, like, because I'm the writer, right, and here's the artist. Everyone cares about the art.
Right.
You know, and I hardly get any love, but that's fine as long as the comic gets put out. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, I write a comic. Fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
so jazzed about it.
The best.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Sure.
Well, thank you for the dual microphone.
Exactly. Ching-ching.
Ching-ching. All right. Take it easy.
Take care, Jay. Nice to see you again.
Okay, we're back. Justin, what's up?
Not much, man. What's happening?
How you doing here at the GeeksCon?
Pretty good. Just kicking it, talking to people, drawing, all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay, you've drawn three sketches so far?
I think it's my second.
Second?
Yeah.
You started on another one.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I stopped.
That's when you give it to me and I finish it. That way you can truly not like it. Like my little buildings.
Your fine little building.
So, how are you enjoying GeeksCon? You like it a lot?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool hanging with all the creators and stuff. That's what's cool about it is this is the first time we've done a...
Kind of like a group project type
like
of thing.
Like a group project where it's all creators. There's no vendors or anything. It's just all the creators
talking
their stuff. And
so we know we're not making any money, then we know who to blame.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Normally we blame the vendors. It's like all the vendors, they bring in that crowd. No,
yeah.
This time it's our fault.
Yeah, exactly. It's all on us now.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah? How's ZKS going?
Good. Good. I'm inking the 24-hour book. We're re-inking the 24-hour book, and inking some of the submissions for the pinup book that we got that were in pencil. And then that's what I'm working on right now. Yeah.
So the question I always ask, what everybody's always asking me, I can throw the blame now, so you guys can hear it.
Yeah.
When's the next one coming out?
I don't know. I gotta finish up the inks on the pencils for the 24-hour, or I mean for the pinup book. In the 24-hour book, I'm like on page 8, I think. And then after that, I think it should speed up a little bit because it's a lot of...
Single panel
and simpler illustrations. Like
right.
Later on. I think the thing, you know, like I said, the last page is like the most complex one I have left. Other than that, you know, it's like the one of the hammer and
stuff.
Yeah.
When you do the last page, you got to listen to the Hulk music while you're doing it.
Yeah, we should. I wish there was a way we could include a little cassette of the whole thing. Okay, put this in as you're reading the last page.
Ding, ding. We can do that on the website.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Load up the last page and have that playing in the background. That'd be kind of cool. My own marketing. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, that's totally what we were thinking of when we drew it.
Right. right? Like, that's what I told him when I was like, okay, when you're drawing this thing, this song, ding, 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 and you nailed it. So, awesome, awesome. So, all right, well, I'll let you back to your sketching.
Cool, cool.
And we'll come back with more interviews and talking to people.
Later.
Yeah, so let's talk about John's bowel movements here on the show. We're at GeeksCon with John Narcomi. How you doing, John?
What up?
So how are your bowel movements this week?
Dude, not good, man. I did something. It could have been a chorizo. It could have been a salsa. It could have been energy drinks. But I did something. I've been eating Tagamet like it's candy.
Does it look like chorizo when it comes out? Is it whole or broken up already?
I think it's broken up. A little acidy, you know?
Oh, sweet.
Kind of chapped. In my gula. It's a little burny.
A little burny. Were you screaming? You need aloe vera.
I didn't scream per se. It was more like, oh! With a question mark.
With a question mark.
Yes, I'm like, what is that?
So how are you enjoying GeeksCon?
I'm enjoying it, man. It's fun, dude. I'm just drawing a shitload of sketch cards. Kind of keeping myself busy. But I sold some
busy and out of trouble.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Busy and out of trouble until I started talking about my bowel movement. So, you know, I blame all that on you.
Awesome.
But yeah, dude, I don't know, it's good. I'm having a good time. I like my little retro sketch cards I'm doing, so I'm having
fun. Are you saying your sketch cards are going to take over your table and push out all the ghost face stuff?
That's my plan.
Awesome.
I hear some guys sell these for like 15 to 20 bucks, dude, so I'm like,
that behind you sells them for 200.
Hear that, people? Mine are only $5. And mine are awesome as well.
There you go.
I buy mine cheaply for five. I'm like the pick and save of Oliver Arts.
You're the pick and save, and we're like, fuck, we're like the swap meet.
It's not bad, dude. People love the swap meet.
Come buy a comic and get your ear pierced all the same time.
All the same time.
And some knockoff Nike shit at the same time.
Yeah, dude. There you go.
So here with your cousin Nikki. How you doing, Nikki?
Yo, what's up?
So, how do you enjoy these cons?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Do you actually do anything for the comic?
Not really, no.
You're just a pedophile eye candy?
For sure.
All right. Awesome. Man, a few words this guy, Nikki. I can see why you sell so much, John.
I know. If it wasn't for Nikki, I probably wouldn't sell anything.
Yeah, see, there you go.
The other way around.
One way or the other, you know.
One way or the other. Nikki is an integral part of the team. Of Team Draw Hard.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking of which, how's Draw Hard doing?
Doing good, man. I got 6.5 issues coming out with Semantic Press, and hopefully the first issue and a half will be ready for the 8th, and then I'm doing a book for Draw Hard on my own called Die Demon Die, which I hope at least the first 32 pages will be ready for the 8th, and then I'm shopping around trying to get covers and fit-ups. I'm doing fit-ups for Ben and Panel, and supposedly
doing Subhuman.
Yeah, possibly Subhuman, whatever the script gets done. I will be working on that one as well. And
whoever we're blaming for that one.
And then I'm supposed to be doing 12 pages for Javier Hernandez's Los Comics. So far, so good.
Awesome. Well, why don't you give us a little description of how you feel about Subhuman and what you think about it?
Actually, I really like the concept behind Subhuman because I'm a big fan of the whole, I don't know, like just B-movie demonness of the whole idea of what happens on the salvage submarine and they find this thing. And it just seems really good, especially from the perspective that AJ's writing it for his one with the beaten down cabin boy and just showing all the characters and the kind of the log journal entry stuff. It just sounds, it's a real fun looking book and I can't wait to draw it all up.
So that's like, you know, I needed that stroke on air, like people to actually say I'm good on air, so that way I can actually prove I'm doing this for a reason. But
I do that so that you'll get it done.
Right. As soon as I turned the mic on, I was like, you little motherfucker, you need to rewrite this shit.
No, I won't do that to you. Yeah, I can't wait. So that's what's going on with me right now.
Awesome. Where can we see you next?
The next show I'll be at will be Rose Bowl, and then I'll be doing this one here, third annual San Gabriel Valley Comic Book Festival, and that's in September, and then the 8th, and then Long Beach.
Okay.
And Rose Bowl's in between there.
You always find me at the Rose Bowl.
Help me talk shit about why you don't have a booth at Con this year, San Diego Con.
Because it's too much. Not cash-wise. It fucking rips out your soul and steps all over you for 5 days. Then you go home and you gotta get back to fucking work. It was a lot. I love the people. I love being there as a fan. When it's comic books and stuff, you know, I'm not big into the whole movie Hollywood thing. I'm not there to see Johnny Depp, you know. But as far as being a vendor and exhibitor there, it just took a whole hell of a lot out of me, and I don't have a lot of help, so I'm not doing it this year. Maybe next year.
Okay, there you have it. All right, John. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Richard.
All right, I'm here with Roller. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
So, what are you doing here at GeeksCon?
I'm here admiring all the fine cartoonist work. These independents are...
Nobody's going to hear this, so you don't have to kiss ass.
I'm going to... how do I do this, dude? I'm here to enjoy the vibe with all these other fellow artists and check out everybody's shit, man. It's awesome.
And what are you out here pimping yourself? What do you do?
I'm an animator, cartoonist, producer, director, writer, show developer, lots of shit, dude.
A lot of hats, huh? A lot of
creative problem solvers.
Yeah. There you go. Or problem creator, whatever you want to look at it.
Yeah. Exactly. But I like to draw and I like to tell stories. Comics and animation, the natural marriage.
Hey, there you go. I don't have that. I'm just a writer. I can't draw for shit, so I'm handicapped. So you got one up on me. So
you draw with words, dude.
Yeah.
You paint a picture with words.
And then I hire white people to draw it. So what's that?
Exactly, dude. You hire a dork to draw it for you.
He's not here right now, so he can't defend himself.
Okay, cool. Let's go through his stuff.
All right. I already did that. I teabagged everything here.
Damn it. Toothbrush gag, right?
Yeah, everything, dude. Everything. His pencils have been up my ass twice.
And you left a picture of it somewhere, like on a cell phone, so you can find it.
Well, the first time I was up my ass, this was just a revenge. The second time was pleasure.
You know what? Yeah, the second time you were hooked.
Yeah. So I'm addicted now. I'm going for a third, so I don't know.
I think I'm starting to enjoy this.
Yeah. Here, share my pencil with you.
Exactly. Oh, hey. Is that a black curly sticking out of that pencil?
It is now.
Fantastic, man.
So you do a podcast as well, right? Tell us about it.
Yep. ManVersusArt.com. It's, my take on the art, animation, and cartoon world, from my point of view, with some entertaining stories, anecdotes, some interviews with other artists, and basically it's the alternative to art podcast. It's the art podcast that's not hosted by a wuss or a poser.
Right.
Yeah, I got 16 years as a professional artist. I've seen it all. I got a very low tolerance for bullshit, and I hate as much as I love. And I tell the truth, and I share it with everyone, dude. And I inspire people, man. That's what I get. People love it.
See, and his phone's ringing. That's how inspirational he is.
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just sit here and talk shit.
We're doing a podcast interview, right?
We'll take a time out. Be right back. And we're back after a sandwich order.
That's right. Sorry, my food order came in, guys. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was talking about me.
Yeah.
The man versus art. I take a bold approach to art and cartooning, and I encourage people to just dive in, man, and not worry about making a crappy drawing or making a stupid book. Or just fucking do it. Then move on to the next one.
Right.
You know? Everybody, every artist has 10,000 fucked up drawings in them. 10,000, 20,000. The sooner you get them out, the better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get it out.
Tap out all the shit so you can get to the goal.
Exactly, dude. You throw shit like a monkey flinging poo at the zoo. You fling it at the wall, something's going to stick.
Right.
Eventually, right? So I just encourage people to be bold. Be brave. Have balls. Because be fearless when you create, when you write, and when you draw. That's what man versus art is. And it's a fucking war. Art's hard, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? It's hard to make a living as an artist. There's a lot of competition, but there's also people don't take it like, oh, you draw? Wow. You know?
Well, I'm not hearing that here.
Right?
A lot of people are looking at the stuff and keep on walking. Like, what were you expecting when you walked in?
What the fuck? Yeah.
Okay. It's a comic shop. Imagine that.
I know. Excuse me. Can you tell me where the cartoonists are? This is like a madhouse here. It's just
retarded.
It is a lunatic asylum, but this is awesome. We got a lot of people here.
No, I'm digging it. It's just sometimes you get, in any con, you get those people that walk by and look at your stuff and just keep on going. going like,
yeah,
like what are you doing here?
They don't even make eye contact.
Right, like, I say hi to everybody that walks by my booth. At least you just say hi.
I say, hey, I'm Raul, how you doing?
Right.
Welcome.
Right, and they all walk by like, don't touch me.
Social interaction.
Exactly.
Mass Twitter. Right? I'd rather Twitter than talk to people.
Right, exactly. Here, let me text you. You're right here, fucker, talk to me.
Oh, no shit. My favorite is when, like, two people like you and me are talking here, the phone rings, and you get the palm in your face. And then they do this. Nothing.
Right, right. Like, you're not even there, right?
Nothing here, right?
Right. You mean little to them.
Their buddy just said, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Dude, you're just talking to me.
Right.
Slap in the face.
It is totally.
I would much rather deal with a person that's in front of me than do a device.
You know? How hard is it to go, could you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Either one of us. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Let it fucking ring.
Right.
I have voicemail.
That's what I do. My girlfriend all the time. Your phone's ringing, so I got voicemail.
It's
important. They'll leave a message.
Yeah. And if it's not, that's
fine. I didn't need it, right?
I didn't need to talk to them.
Wasn't important enough for them to talk to me.
Hey.
So awesome. So,
I like the way he's dressed.
I like his glasses. His glasses are awesome. They look Cyclops.
He's rocking some cool glasses here.
Yeah. Looking very Cyclops.
That little shirt makes you look like a superhero. What's your name? We're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast right now. What's your name?
Daniel.
And how are you doing?
Good.
You like comic books?
Yeah.
Yeah? You having fun here today? Yeah? Awesome. I love your shirt. Your shirt's awesome. You're welcome. Please, look at our comics.
You like cartoons? You want to talk about cartoons? Yeah? What's your favorite cartoon?
SpongeBob!
You know, he lives in a pineapple under the sea, right?
There you go.
I like Mr. Krab. He's funny. He likes money. Right? Yeah? What about Patrick? Where does Patrick live? Under a rock. This guy watches the show.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. You know more than I do.
This is the people we work for.
Yeah.
As cartoonists?
Yeah.
Right there.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
When it had the mustaches? Oh, that was too good. SpongeBob forever.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Awesome. So,
let me share something with you. You guys want an honest answer about your art or your writing or your book? Show it to a kid.
Oh, yeah. They'll tell you right off.
Oh, fuck yeah. A little kid will look at you and go, this is close. And they're not full of shit. They're not trying to be polite. They don't have that political correct bullshit. They don't know how to be fake.
Right.
They don't understand that. They're just like, oh, this sucks. I don't like it. Hey, and when a kid says that, it sucks. Guess what?
It sucks.
If a little kid looks at you and goes, you're fat. Guess what?
You're fat.
You're fucking fat.
Right.
If you make little babies cry, you're ugly. You're ugly, dude. They don't lie. I love kids, man.
I got a call from my kid's school telling me that my son got in trouble for putting my little comic book stickers all over the class.
Oh,
like,
nice.
They're like, I'm like, yeah, you're not grounded.
Oh.
I'm taking you out to dinner. Where do you want to go?
Goddamn Chuck E. Cheese tonight for you. Punk. And here's 20 bucks in tokens.
Exactly. Have fun, you little bastard.
Yeah, God, don't you ever do that again. Here's a new PlayStation.
No.
Right?
Well, you get an hour on my PlayStation more.
You want to sip of my beer, son? Come. Just... Hey, come on.
Exactly. So that's how you know.
All right, you know what? Have a pack of smokes. That's cool, man.
Hey.
How old's your little boy?
15.
Oh, my God. he's right at that age where one of these days an Indian guy's going to look at you and go, you're a dork, Dad. You don't know what cool is.
Nah, I'm still waiting for that. Can I borrow the car?
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the hard one.
Dude.
That's going to be the hard one.
Oh, boy. Hopefully he's not one of those kids that wants to get a van.
Yeah, no.
That's a bad news.
Right. Unless he gets a mohawk and turns black and becomes vapor action.
He's got a van that's different.
Yeah.
He's a stoner or...
Right, no.
He's just going to be, scooping girls back there, making babies,
No.
No man for teenagers.
No. He's lucky if he gets a golf cart.
50 years old. Wow, dude.
That's
cool, man.
Yeah, man. Love it.
He's still in school?
Yeah, he's in military school.
Oh, what did he do for that?
Nothing. He wanted to go. He wants to be in the military. He's going to Silver Hill Patrol, and then he's going to join the Air Force and be a lawyer afterwards. He's got his life all planned out, dude.
Dude, bless him.
Yeah.
You know how rare it is to hear a kid say, I decided what I want to do.
Right.
You ask 99% of these moms, they're like,
I don't know, dude. Skateboard, play football.
Yeah, maybe something with video games.
Touch myself, yeah.
Something with video games?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have those corporations are totally hiring people that can score high on Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, just like I did, so. Very proud of the kid.
Semper Fi, that's the Marines.
That's the Marines.
What's the Air Force?
Get your hands out of your pockets.
Get
I don't know.
Eye.
Yeah, something like that. I was in the Army, I don't know.
Air Force gives you wings.
That's Red Bull.
That's just another way of saying it gets you high.
Right. It gets you jacked up. So, where can we find your, do you have a website?
Yeah, you guys can check out the Man vs. Art podcast at manvsart.com. manvsart.com. Or you can check out studioraul.com. Look at some of my artwork, my animation, biography and stuff. And go to YouTube, Chunti Chuntaro. One word. That's my animation.
Sweet. Do all that after you listen to our podcast first.
It's a pleasure being here with you guys.
Thanks
man.
For being on the show, man. Appreciate it.
Very welcome. I gotta go take a huge dump. Later, guys.
There you go. Hi, guys. I'm here with Steve Severs of Super Pirate Booty Hunt. How you doing?
Super Pirate Booty Hunt!
I'm doing fantastic here at GeekCon, here in Whittier, having a blast. Actually, I wasn't doing too well the other day. I got pulled over for a speeding ticket coming here.
But you weren't wearing the turtle outfit, were you?
No, but I had it in the back seat, and the cop was like, so what are you going to, some Sherwin's birthday party or something with that?
Like, no, it's a striptease.
You probably thought I was some like, child molester or something. I don't know. He kind of looked at me really weird. So that guy, you know, it's Steve's birthday, so I had, like, a balloon and, you know, and everything.
That's awesome. So tell us about your, what you do.
Well, I'm an animator, co-creator, voice of the turtle for Super Pirate Booty Hunt, the animated series, which follows Captain Zack Stevers and Daniel the Turtle as they search the seven seas for what else? Lute! So, we got about, like, 7 web episodes on there of animation, some other little video blogs, someone got some animation in it, so just at E3, I got a video up from that, so check it out. We're trying to get a review count as high as possible because we'll be pitching the TV networks later this year. We just got our own representation, so
awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I checked out the first episode a couple of days ago and I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, awesome. That helps, man. I got a review count one higher, yeah.
There you go, one view higher. So how are you joining GeekCon?
Oh, this is awesome, man. This is my 4th time here at Geek Comics, so they had Animation Get Down here. I was here for 2 different art shows, but this is awesome. It's like our own little artist alley, like yeah. San Diego Comic Con. It's awesome.
Yeah, we were just talking about how there's no vendors here, so it's kind of really nice, like,
yeah.
To be like the main attraction for once, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Usually it's like the artist alley areas where you go to, like, you don't want as much bad traffic as San Diego Comic Con.
That's like the dirt market, you know, the dirt swap meet, you know? So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm there.
It's cool because, you know, it's a high traffic street, so I was just out in the costume out there getting people to come in, you know? It's like, hey, it's free, come out, check out some local comic artists and my animators. It's cool.
Awesome. Cool. So, yeah, so you got anything else going? You just went to E3. How was E3?
E3 was amazing, man. I'm still recovering from it.
We had one of our correspondents out there covering all the stuff. And
yeah.
All the videos and stuff, just, yeah.
Yeah, the best game, honestly, was this arcade game called Pac-Man Battle Royale. And it's 4 players, each one's a Pac-Man, and you're basically trying to be the last Pac-Man standing. So either you gotta survive by not getting kicked by the ghosts or not being eaten by another Pac-Man. So you get one of those star things, you get bigger and you can eat other smaller Pac-Man. So it was so much fun though.
Awesome. Was that your first time in E3?
It's my 3rd time being there. So the best, let's see what else was really good. Oh, the Ultimate Mickey game. Anyone's a big fan of Disney or animation, there's a lot of cool throwback characters or like animation scenes they have in there. Every you kind of got like a dark twist on it. It's my kind of style, so.
Right. So. Awesome. Yeah. I'm so jealous. I wanted to go so bad.
Hopefully you get in next year. It's definitely, it's hard, you know. It took me a while to be able to get my credentials and everything.
Right. Cool. So what's coming up next for you guys?
Well, we're hoping we finish a new episode in time for Comic-Con. We'll see. You know, anyone, you have a starving artist, and if a crappy paid gig comes up, you got to do that. You know. But, so we're building momentum, and hopefully, you know, our manager's probably going to take us to the networks probably in the fall as we do a bunch of events. So, we got Anime Expo, we're going to have a booth there, we're going to have a panel there also, we're going to have a booth at San Diego Comic-Con. Like I was telling you earlier, the Long Beach Experiment, every Wednesday, I'll probably be there a couple times this is coming up, and, God, what else, man? I'm trying to blank. I really need an assistant to like, keep track of all these events.
Google Calendar is my assistant, man.
Yeah, I need to get better on at, like, doing that on there. So I try to do it on my phone. A lot of times I'll forget, you know, and then it's like...
get distracted by text message.
Yeah, exactly.
What was I doing?
Oh, I thought I'd play some Call of Duty online.
Awesome. So what's the website?
SupaPirateBootyHunt.com. It's S-U-P-A. It's not super. It's Supa. So, or just type in on YouTube. It's got all our videos on there. We're also on Blimp.TV.
Like on Facebook.
Facebook. We're also on Fun Little Movies, which distributes to mobile devices. There we go. So we're just pimping our shit, man.
Awesome, awesome. Congratulations. It's awesome. I like it.
So thank you. Thanks for promotion. Any baby can get, man. So, any event I do, as long as I get one person to go and view that animation, I'm happy, you know?
Cool. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, man.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. All right, can you introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing here?
My name is Rafael Navarro, and I am at the Geeks. Hopefully, it'll be the first one of many comic conventions in Uptown Whittier, y'all. And I'm here to entertain you with my wits, humor, and sometimes drawing and selling comic books of my own creation.
So you're here mostly just for stand-up comedy, and then the artwork is like secondhand, right?
Well, the funny thing is that, you know, if you have soda for breakfast, you know, comedy tends to entail anyways, so, you know, shenanigans and mental silliness always tends to follow. Also, the fact that this room happens to be a bathhouse, you know, the same equivalence of a Roman bathhouse, it does kind of affect the brain somewhat. So
I was wondering what was up with all the towels. Like, I thought I was overdressed in, like, my t-shirt, but everyone here is wearing a towel and it's hot. I didn't know where I was for a second there.
Well, you know, when in Rome, what could I tell you?
Right, apparently this is Rome. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Where's my toga? Could have made my whole sheets my toga. So, tell us a little bit about your comics.
All right, well, I've been drawing Sonambulo since 1994. I don't want to do the math at that point with my mental strain and all.
He's only 25.
He's only 25 and a half years old.
Right. Yeah, I'm only 15 years old, but hey.
Yeah, but in dog years.
Right.
So I've been writing and drawing Sonambulo for quite some time. It's won the Zurich Award, and it's been optioned as a movie recently, and hopefully God willing, we'll be having another conversation next year about this said subject. I primarily
get exclusive rights. You heard that right here.
There you go, man. You heard it here, folks. I primarily work in animation, and I've been working in animation for just about the same amount of time as well, too. I've worked at various studios, including Warner Animation, Nickelodeon, recently Marvel, through Stars, of course. And I've done work on various shows between Batman, Superman, to Justice League, I just said Batman. Batman counts as Spice, I guess. It's the horror. It's like Apocalypse Now, you know, just keeps repeating the horror, the madness going down the Dolung River scene and everything. Actually, the Rugrats was that was Apocalypse Now. It was just evil. It was just, yeah, working for Colonel Kurtz, man. Yeah. I was working for the butcher, you know, just been collecting the check. The thing is that the check wasn't big enough. I've been working in cartoons for quite some time, so I draw all day to come home and work on my indie comics, draw yet even more, so.
So you must like drawing.
I guess I do, yes, without question.
Cool. So how are you doing here today?
How am I doing today? Not too shabby, man. aside from the indie comics that I'm doing, comic-related-wise and animation-wise, I just wrapped up on the Marvel Super Squad for Stars, for Marvel, of course, which is going to be airing. The new season airs in September, I believe. So as for comic-related stuff, I'm here to also promote the new comic book I did with the Gumby State. It's Gumby you a Pokey comic book. Matter of fact, I will give you a card, so you'll have whatever shenanigans to look at.
I believe I talked to him at WonderCon.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, you talked to the writer of Mike Oshanker, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, that probably comes.
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to, man. I'm just as soon as I finish this interview here.
Yeah, I'll be online.
That's okay. But think about what you want to do.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, Electra? Right on. Well, boys are you collecting is his TNA collection.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Red-blooded American here. Thank you. All right. I lost my train of thought with the Red-blooded American thing. And I'm also working on another latest project that I think would be great to promote is I just wrapped up this book. As a matter of fact, it'll premiere at the Comic-Con as well, too, with Gumby at the same time. It's Bela Lugosi's Tales from the Grave. It's an anthology book with all these big names, and I think Bruce Timm, John Cassaday, and a couple other big important heads could be on that first issue, as well as yours truly. I don't know why, but you know, I feel like a little small fish in a big pond there.
Right.
But it's a collection of short stories done in an EC-style sort of format where Bela Lugosi, given permission by the Lugosi estate, is a horror host introducing each story, and mine is a classical Western horror tale, and it's pretty cool. I've had lots of fun doing it, and it was great drawing Bela Lugosi.
Right. No, I love Bela Lugosi. He's the man. Ron Chaney, I've always said he's the man.
By the way, if you're a big baseball book, oh no, brother, I'm sorry. But it's okay. But as you can see, the peanut gallery continues to go up here. But one of my favorite artists of all time, Basil Gogols, man, famous Monsters of Film man, the painter guy, been doing it since the 50s and everything. He did the painted cover for the issue, and it looks astounding.
Awesome.
Yeah, check it out, guys.
Yeah, I'd be really excited to see that. So do you have a website or anything anywhere anybody can find you?
I sincerely do. I have a www.sfenomenal.com. So every shenanigans of mass Mexican wrestlers, Lucha Libre, Detective Sfenomenal will always be promoted there. And I have a Facebook page, which I try to keep up there more frequently because I have more access, easier access to that. There's an online portfolio there to check out as well.
Awesome. Cool.
Facebook.com, Rafael.Navarro.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time.
You're most more than welcome, sir.
And I'm back again. I'm here with Tom. Tom, why don't you tell us about what your comic and what you're here doing?
Sure. I'm here with my first comic that just came out a couple of weeks ago called Penny for Your Soul. It's about a demon who decides she wants to get in on the end of days battle between heaven and hell. So she sets herself up in Las Vegas and offers to buy her patron souls for $10,000.
Sweet. And how's it doing so far?
It's been great. We actually sold out of our first 3,000 first printings, and we went back to second print.
Cool. And are you the artist or the writer?
I'm the writer, creator, publisher.
Okay. So you're like me in that we're not actually the artist and we get no love.
Correct, yes.
Awesome.
I am just the writer.
So being here, you're without the artist here.
Correct.
So how's that going for you today?
It's been okay. I mean, it's no really different than any other show. I mean, people like to see the artist. Unfortunately, my guys are generally in Brazil or Argentina or something to that effect. So, we just kind of make do and generally want people to understand that you are actually part of the creative process, even though you're just the writer. They kind of get into it.
No love. Man, we get no love. I can't tell you how many people come out. Are you the artist? No, I wrote it.
No. That's about right.
And then they look over to the artist, and Justin's like,
yeah.
So cool. So you said this is your first book?
First book, yes.
Ever? Like you've never written on another book?
Ever, yes.
And do you enjoy it?
Oh, I'm loving it. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool, cool. Do you have a website or anything that we can find you at?
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.bigdoginc.com. It's I-N-K with a, or I-N-K with a K.
Ink like as in writing ink?
Correct, yes.
Awesome.
And there's previews and solicitations and exclusives and all kinds of stuff up there.
And how many cons have you been to so far?
We've done about 4 or 5 so far. We did MegaCon, WonderCon, Long Beach last year, so we're kind of making the rounds.
Cool, and how's all that going for you? You getting good publicity all night?
Absolutely, it's been great. Fans are, new fans, I guess, are coming up and are telling us that they love the book and they've seen us in previews, so the marketing's working. Everybody that's buying the book is coming back and telling us they like it, so what more can I ask for?
And how many issues have you put out about it?
First issue just came out a couple weeks ago. Number 2 is coming out in July, right before San Diego. And we're going bi-monthly right now. Just we want to make sure we hit deadlines. We don't want to promise a book we can't deliver.
Right.
So
where we are right now, we're getting the same thing. Like I have one artist who's a machinist all day. So it's like, when's the next book coming out? Like whenever, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You know, don't overpromise. That's for
right,
sure.
Right. Awesome. Well, good luck with everything. Glad to hear about it.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Hi, I'm here with Javier Hernandez. How are you doing, sir?
Very good, sir. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Sure. Not like I have a choice. We're very limited with the amount of guests we have here. And you were last on the list, so, I mean, I felt bad. I wanted to come over and at least say hi, you know?
Well, you came here thinking, hi, Jaime Hernandez. And I was like, no, Javier Hernandez. And you're like, oh, okay, what the hell?
Whatever your name is, hello.
Yeah.
Like, what's up?
Generic Hernandez.
You're behind the table, so obviously you're somebody, you know?
Yeah, there we go.
For the few people that don't know who you are, why don't you give us a little background on what you do and what titles you write and so on.
So in other words, other than my mom listening to the podcast, let me tell everybody else who never heard of me, I'm the creator of the El Muerto comic book.
Actually, I'm saying tell me so I know who the hell I'm talking to.
It's for your benefit.
Right, it's just all my benefit.
You can read my website, elmuerto.com. No, I'm the creator of the El Muerto comic book. I'm the writer, artist. Been doing it forever and got turned into a live action film with Wilmo Valderrama.
Fez.
From that 70s show. And I'm here at GeeksCon today, selling and schmoozing with the people.
And how is your day going?
It's actually been pretty good. They had some pretty heavy spurts earlier on, and that's all good. It keeps my accountant happy.
How long have you been doing this?
Actually, I started self-publishing in 1998, back in the old days when the 8th Alternative Press Expo used to be held in San Jose. That's old school.
Yeah.
Now it's been in San Francisco for
12 years.
12 years now, yeah. But I was at one of the earlier ones. And why keep doing this? I think I just don't know any better. I'm stubborn. I like traveling and trying to sell and, you know.
You're one of the few that actually makes a living off of it, right?
Yeah.
We're like us day jobbers.
Well, you know what, though? There's other things I got to do, though, too, art-wise. I'll teach classes or, you know, sell artwork in galleries. I mean, just the comics, honestly, I can't think of maybe more than 5 people who probably ever made it self-publishing. I'm thinking like Jeff Smith, Bone, Dave Sim, Cerebus, and maybe a couple others. I mean, it is a tight, it's a really tough business self-publishing.
Right.
You just don't get the numbers in the comic shops. You're competing with, you know, everything else out there. And most people are reluctant, seem to be reluctant to try something different or oddball or weird or new.
That's why we lucked out with the zombie thing, so, you know.
There we go.
So mainstream that we outsell ourselves.
Right. I like to tell people that back in 98 when I did the first El Muerto, it was subtitled The Aztec Zombie. So I was throwing that zombie name around way before everybody went zombie ape shit.
Yeah.
Did I say ape on the show?
You can say shit on the show. That's for damn
sure. Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, we don't fucking edit on this show, so knock yourself out. Say what you want.
But I got my fan base I got to watch out for. If they hear me say, like, gold darn it, they might, you know, burn my books.
Well, that's true, but it's not like your fan base knows anything about us. So you're safe there.
Oh, fuck it.
Fuck it. So awesome. So you're the writer as well as the artist, right?
Yes, sir. I'm also the janitor, the paper shredder guy. I got about
the evidence destroyer.
Yeah, that's the important stuff. I say bye to the nice people who came and visit. Goodbye, folks.
Thanks for coming to visit him, but not me. I'm not bitter, I swear.
Be better, not bitter. I'm calling out to the kids listening to the show. Why they're listening to this adult, godforsaken show, I don't know.
I don't know. They're in trouble now.
Those kids should be drawing and working on the next wave of independent comics.
Yes, and giving us credit so that we can have some sort of like thing on our resume.
We need some cachet.
Right. So we have some reason to sue you.
I'm up for that.
Awesome. Website, where can we find you online?
Yeah, well, I blog quite frequently on my blog, Javzilla.com, JABZILLA.com, and they can check out the El Muerto site at ElMuerto.com. I'm not going to sit here and list my Twitter address, my DeviantArt. They can find it all on my blog.
Just look up your name.
Because if you look up Javier Hernandez, they're going to find that soccer player right now. Speaking of Twitter and soccer, I've actually gotten like a bunch of, like a dozen new followers, and I go, what's this big upsurge? So I check their profile, and I swear to God, and they're soccer fans, and they think I'm the young, attractive, handsome, successful Javier Hernandez. I just do comics, kids.
but hey, that's a superhero in its own right.
You know what? Doing comics is just the best. You know that.
Yeah.
I
love my job.
You goddamn know that.
I love my job.
The next people, you know comics is the best.
He's touching me now.
Watch it. Oh,
there we go. Oh, there you are.
There you go.
Hello.
Well, awesome. Thank you for spending some time with us.
It's great talking to you, AJ, and I'll see you, I guess, on the next show. We're like gypsies.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah.
Show.
It's pretty sad. Pretty soon we'll be inbred. It's going to be creepy.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks. And we're back at GeeksCon. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, did you have a good day?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. I'm glad someone had a good day.
Well, you know, I got to sit around and draw all day, so, I mean, that's a good day for
me. I get to sit around and watch you draw all day. It's like every day we work, so, yeah. I know, dude. My phone went off and everybody liked it. So, yeah. So good. We had a good time, fun. We'll be here again whenever it does it again.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of good interviews. Met a lot of cool people. So yeah.
A lot of good artists here. It's really cool.
And then you.
And then there was me. In addition to the good artists.
In addition to the good artists, which is you were the icing on the good artist cake.
Aww.
You're what they eat first so they can get to the good stuff.
That makes more sense.
All right, guys, we'll go ahead and toss it back to the panel cast, if there is much of a panel cast left. Because we did like 20-minute interviews with everybody, so thanks to everybody that showed up on the show, and thank you, Justin, again.
Certainly.
Bye-bye.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the panel cast. So, yeah, what you just heard was us rambling on a bit for at the GeeksCon as well as the Rose Bowl Comic Show. Both were pretty cool experiences. We had some fun, met a lot of great people, as you can tell. So,
I'm sorry I missed it.
You should be sorry, Brian. You should be sorry that you missed anything that we do. But we miss you.
Well, that's good to know. At least somebody in California is.
Yeah, somebody. I mean, I don't know why. Only because I can't drive in the carpool lane anymore now that you're not around. So I actually have to deal with traffic, you bastard. That was a lot of fun. We have we also did a meetup with the Semantic guys. They hosted what's called a Media Savvy event, which is basically a bunch of us geeks, local pros, that sit around and have coffee and just geek out and have fun. Unfortunately,
schmoozing, basically.
Yeah, schmoozing, but mostly just having fun, you know. I didn't have a chance to interview or record any of it, but we will be doing the event again the Saturday before the San Diego Comic-Con. So if you're in the San Diego area, you're more than welcome to stop by and hang out with us and have some fun with us. It's pretty cool. I mean, you get to meet a lot of good guys, and as well as just geek out for a while. So there's that. Now, Brian has a little announcement.
I do. I know that I had mentioned that I was working on doing some changes to the Geek Girls podcast, and that looks like it is actually coming to fruition here. Essentially, what I'm going to be doing is changing the format up a little bit and bringing on two permanent female co-hosts onto the Geek Girls, and try to change a little bit more. Instead of just doing interviews with girls about the geekiness in their lives, we're going to try to set it up so we have a specific topic or topics for each one, and then we'll all sit around and
kind of
weigh
like a
in.
Round table.
Yeah, basically like that. We'll still try to do some interviews and still try to you know, bring some of this stuff that I had before, but I don't have a lot of the new details firm yet, but I do have confirmations from two of the ladies that are going to be joining me. So it's just a matter of getting everybody together, sitting down, and having everybody weigh in on what we want from the podcast. So as it stands right now, Geek Girls is on a temporary hiatus until we can get the new format launched.
Awesome. I'm very excited to see that. Speaking of which, I will also be doing more side panel stuff that's coming up. It's going to be mostly just me randomly rambling by myself, but kind of like separate to what we do here on the panel cast. Basically, what we're trying to do with Forbidden Panel is branch out. You know, we have a lot of ideas and a lot of stuff we got going on a lot of times, but we just can't make our schedules meet up to record the group project, which is the panel cast. It's, you know, that's the mothership. So, you know, Brian's got his Geek Girls. I'll be doing more side panel stuff. So we'll have a lot more stuff for you to check out while you're waiting for the next issue of ZKS to come out.
It will get done, people. Don't worry.
Yeah, it will be done. I wanted to throw out a really just a heartfelt thanks to everybody that submitted for the pinup contest. Just awesome the amount of work and reception that we received. So I want to thank you guys. The pinups will be online in the next couple of weeks for you guys to vote on. At which point, you know, the winner of the vote will then win the contest, and we'll announce that soon. We also have another contest that we're going to be doing here in the next couple of weeks as well. I can't get too deep into it right now, but trust me, you guys will like it. So, yeah, there you go. Brian, did you have anything else you wanted to say before we exit out of here?
No, I think we probably between this and the interviews, they've got enough talking, so I'm done.
Awesome. I know there's a lot of artists out there that like to listen to us while they're drawing. I know right now Justin is sitting there listening to us. And, you know, Brian, apparently we need to think of things that were the answer is really easy. But, you know, they can't answer because it's not a live broadcast. Because apparently during the last one we did where I was trying to figure out who H.P. Lovecraft was, Justin was sitting there screaming at us saying, Lovecraft, Lovecraft. So we need to think of more things to do like that so that Justin screams at nothing.
Just pretend like we can't, you know, remember our cultural references.
Right, like, oh my God, who wrote Kick-Ass? I can't remember the name of the guy who wrote Kick-Ass.
Yeah, what was that? His name?
Jesus Christ.
Julian something.
I don't remember what it is.
Nancy, I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It wasn't important anyway. But stuff like that. But I know a lot of artists are out there listening to us while they're working on us, and I am very flattered at the fact that that is indeed the case. But if you are listening to us, please, I would love to see what you're working on while you're listening to us. Like, if you can, just shoot us like an image of like, here's what listening to you guys had helped me create. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would like totally make my pants tight. I would be excited about that. Or even, like, if you want topics that we want to discuss, again, if you have comics that you've read that you want to know our opinions of, shoot us an email and let us know. And we may even have you on the show so that, you know, to talk about that comic. Anything. We're all about interaction with fans and networking and stuff like that. So we have no problem bringing you on as a guest to talk about that stuff. So just shoot us an email, man. Panelcast@forbiddenpanel.com. And we'll get you on the show, or we'll at least discuss the topic that you have for us.
You know? And it'll save you from listening to more of my Blue Water rants.
Exactly. Exactly. So having said all that, we want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Thank everybody that was that allowed me to interview them. I wanted to let you guys know that in the next couple of days, we will be doing a regular panel cast where we do our reviews and news and stuff. So stay tuned for that. You'll probably get another two for this week, which I'm sure you guys won't complain about. So, there you go. Brian, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys, and we'll catch you soon.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.